top of the table clash. It's what you guys thrive on, I guess.
Absolutely, especially with our recent history with New Zealand. Looking forward to getting over there. The first game of the year, they beat us on our home court. So looking forward to redeeming ourselves and hopefully putting on a lot better performance.
Just on that note, I was going to ask that first game. They kind of stunned you, didn't they? Were you guys not ready? And obviously after redemption.
Yeah, they came out on fire. Former Wildcat, Reece Carter in particular, he was, I think, he hit 3 or 4 3-pointers in the first quarter alone. Cedric Jackson was back to his usual self. So, you know, they got a lot of power, in particular in the backcourt now with those two guys and Corey Webster. So we're looking forward to getting over there, and our guards got outplayed by theirs, and hopefully we can flip that this time.
How far advanced do you feel the team is since that first meeting with them?
Oh, we're a lot better team, and so are they. So we're actually just reflecting on the game then, and it's actually hard to come up with how the game unfolded, because it has been about 8 weeks. So, you know, we like to think we're going to be a lot better competition for them and are going to back ourselves to get the win.
Is it the toughest trip in the comp?
Yeah, definitely. It's the only road game where we actually leave 2 days beforehand, just so we can get over there, freshen up before the game. So we'll leave tomorrow for a Thursday game, and hopefully that's enough. So by tip-off, we're ready to go.
These are the ones you kind of need to win, considering that you know New Zealand are going to be up there again. Mm-hmm. If you can get one on their home court, it's massive, isn't it?
Exactly right, especially if we're to go on and split the record 2-2 by the end of the year, it kind of goes on points for and against. So it's not only important to get the win, but also the margins. So we're going over there with a game plan to win, but if there's, you know, only a few seconds left on the clock at the end of the game, we're still trying to score for that point spread.
What is the game plan? Don't give away all your secrets. But how do you take on a side like New Zealand?
New Zealand, they're so talented that it comes down to the little things, and I think whoever wins the possession game goes a long way to winning. So it's limiting turnovers on our side, forcing turnovers for them, and then the rebound game. So if we can out-rebound them, get more possessions, then it goes a long way to winning, because overall you look at both teams and it's pretty evenly matched.
How do you like coming up against Jackson?
Look, he's a former MVP, one of the favourites to win it again this year, and he may be the most talented point guard in the league. So I look forward to it. We've had a, you know, long history of battles, and he's a great guy off the court, but on the court there's no better guy to go head-to-head with.
Reece Carter as well, you mentioned him earlier, but he's been in pretty good form for them this
year. Yeah, he's been a great pickup. He's one of those guys that can come off the bench and score points quickly and doesn't mind getting in there and playing some defence. So, you know, he's a good friend of mine, and to see him do well is good, but hopefully he has a poor performance on Thursday.
Who gets stuck into Vekona?
Look, Sean and Redditch and Vekona and Jesse, they've had some great tussles over the year, because essentially they're the same type of player with how hard they go for the basketball. They go after every single rebound, they set hard screens, and they play with a lot of passion. So, you know, I love watching those guys go head-to-head, but we'll start shining on him.
You touched on it earlier. You had a bit of a rough patch at the start of the season. What's clicked for you now and finding your groove now as a team?
A lot of it's just getting defensive stops and getting out and running. There's no secret that we're at our best when we can lock teams down defensively and then push the ball at the other end. When you've got Jermaine Beal on one wing, DeAndre Daniels on the other, it's pretty good guys to kick the ball ahead, and they usually make good decisions with it. So if we can, you know, lock down defensively, limit them to one shot and a contested shot at that, then we'll back ourselves to be able to put some points on the board.
Is the offense coming together now?
Slowly but surely. It's still our most inconsistent part of the game. It's just getting into our offences quicker and then making crisper passes and better decisions. So we're getting there, and at times you're like, that's great basketball, and then you watch film and a different part of the game, you get frustrated because we're still a step slow. But that'll come with more games. But if we want to beat New Zealand, we're going to have to be playing at our best offensively.
So a bit of a different one on Greg. What sort of roles he had to play while he's been out injured?
Yeah, they're putting on the road with us because of his leadership side of things. So he's a good guy for chemistry, and he's a very vocal guy. So we actually missed him when we didn't travel with him, missed that extra voice, that extra bit of enthusiasm. So he's adapted to that role, and he's doing it perfectly. So we'll have him on the road. He'll be one of the louder guys. He's full of praise, very positive, and sometimes you need that when you're coming up against 8,000 guys booing you.
Is it at Vector? I can check that.
Vector, so it's everything you want. Top of the table, hopefully 8,000 people, and, you know, hopefully it's a great basketball game.
Do you prefer playing there to North Shore?
Yeah, definitely. North Shore has a different type of atmosphere. It's in your face, whereas Vector, there's nothing better than looking up and seeing a packed-out stadium, and it reminds me of the next best to Perth Arena.